Hello and welcome to the Coach Home. If you're anything like me, you're probably still trying to forget about the decisions that happen in our game at the weekend. So this might be a little bit of a nice distraction. I've gone again for three teams that have won over the weekend. And for the first one I have gone for is West Ham. And we are joined by Andy Middleton to talk all things West Ham. Andy, a good result for you at the weekend, probably one you expected against a struggling Sheffield United side. But what was your reaction to that? How did the game play out?
It was a very un-West Ham-like game, really, because you're right. We sort of expected it, but even some of those games we were probably struggling in last season. It was I would describe a competent performance. It was scored a beautiful first goal, lots of lovely one-touch football, which keeps everybody happy. And I've always looked in control. Arguably, should have gone and scored some more, but it was just a professional, competent win, which is very, very un-West Ham-like, but nice to see.
Well, yeah, you mentioned last season in the games that you maybe weren't winning then that you are now. You're sitting, I think, seventh, I want to say, in the table. Yeah, seventh in the table at the moment. Do you feel like this is a season where you're going to be able to balance out Europe and the league a little bit better and it's going to all just kind of click into place?
I think so. Listen, we're a better side now than we were last year, and notwithstanding mentioning their name after your weekend, but a bit like Spurs, I think we've both sold our best players, and yet I think we look better teams this year than we did last year. So whether that's the reinvestment or the money or the rebalancing the side, I don't know. But we look a much more balanced side. Suchek is doing a job that he's happier doing. Now he's not accommodating Rice in the way he had to. Alvarez is a proper number six who does his job. Ward-Prowse has been a good signing. So, yeah, we look a really, I think, well-balanced side. And there's enough depth in the squad, I think, to get us through to the later stages of the Europa League. It is quite daunting, I think, when for the clubs with squad sizes of us, when you see, it's almost a. I'm not sure if it's the best of things having got through to the next round, even of the league. You want to be in every cup, but this four competition thing, the longer you're in them, you literally are playing three times every week, and that might take its toll on us. I don't know if our squad's that deep, but I think we've got enough to have a good season. I mean, if you look at the top 10 at the moment, I always felt it was going to be a very, very competitive season this season with. I think we'll do well. You look how Villa are doing. You look how Tottenham are doing. There's a lot of sides that are tough to beat this year.